This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Face to face with the Saudi Crown Prince.
I have never been quiet about human rights.
Secret Service messages deleted.
They better have a pretty good explanation to what happened to those texts.
Reopening after the Buffalo attack.
We want the public to come back. We want the community to come back.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden meets today with a man he's denounced publicly, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the man who allegedly ordered the killing of a journalist. And it's a meeting designed to get the kingdom to produce more oil and drive down gas prices. CBS's Steve Dorsey begins our coverage from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
The White House says President Biden will focus on integrating Israel into the region, maintaining a ceasefire in Yemen, and countering Iran with Gulf allies. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
And one of the things that may come out of the meetings will be a much more clear U.S. defense alignment with those countries.
Meetings are also expected to include energy talks, but the trip comes after then-candidate Joe Biden said in 2019 at an NBC News debate that he'd punish Saudi Arabia for the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi.
Make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
The president comes here after a visit to Israel and the West Bank. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on that.
The president began Friday by meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
Two states for two peoples, both of whom have deep and ancient roots in this land.
In East Jerusalem, he announced $100 million in U.S. aid for Palestinian hospitals.
Palestinians and Israelis deserve equal measure of freedom, security, prosperity, and dignity.
Mustafa Barghouti, a longtime Palestinian political leader, says he regrets Mr. Biden didn't do more during this trip to help Israel and the Palestinians implement the so-called two-state solution.
Giving the money to the hospitals is good, but it doesn't solve the whole problem. And the whole problem is really these restrictions by occupation.
The latest twist in the Capitol attack investigation has the Secret Service on the defensive over allegations it deleted text messages from just before and during the insurrection after investigators requested them. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
The Secret Service denies it maliciously deleted text messages after an agency watchdog requested them and says it is fully cooperating. This follows a letter obtained by CBS News from the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General to a pair of congressional committees. It states that many U.S. Secret Service text messages from January 5th and 6th, 2021 were erased. The Secret Service says before an investigation was launched, it reset its phones as part of a system migration that resulted in some data being lost.
Now to Buffalo, where the Tops supermarket that was the scene of a mass shooting 2 months ago reopened this morning. At a vigil there yesterday, employee Jerome Bridges said the pain persists.
I still hurt inside every day. I cry every other day. I'm just proud this store is going to be open and I could do my job the way it's supposed to be done.
10 black people were killed there by a white gunman. The 18-year-old who was charged was indicted yesterday on federal hate crimes charges. Ukraine's defense minister calls Russia's missile attack that hit near a residential building in Vinnytsia an act of terror. CBS's Holly Williams.
The explosions came out of the bright blue sky. Ukraine claims it was a deliberate assault on civilians. An office building pummeled, destroying a medical center and damaging a nearby residential area. We interviewed Ukraine's defense minister just hours afterwards.
We had the war with the state of terrorists.
To be clear, you're calling the Russian military terrorists.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure they're using the weapon against civilian people, the hospitals.
Russia claims it was targeting a building used by the Ukrainian military. Ludmila Polovic brought flowers from her own garden this morning for the victims. She told us Russia has crossed crossed a red line.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett is following the latest court action in Russia for American basketball star Brittany Griner.
Today, her lawyers gave evidence she has permission to use medical cannabis in the United States for chronic pain. She faces a 10-year sentence if found guilty. The next hearing is scheduled for July 26th.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Indiana's attorney general is now investigating the doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. CBS's Elaine Quijano says that prompted a response.
The Indiana doctor's lawyer released a statement saying, quote, "My client, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, took every appropriate and proper action in accordance with the law and both her medical and ethical training as a physician." The attorney says they are considering legal action against those they believe have smeared the doctor's reputation, including Indiana's attorney general.
Texas has now sued the federal government over its requirement that hospitals perform life-saving abortions. In a threat to the Biden agenda, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin tells party leaders he'll oppose any bill that includes climate or energy provisions or higher taxes on the rich and corporations. He says he'll only support a new measure that curbs drug prices and expands subsidies for health care coverage. CBS's Robert Costa says there are more rumblings about former President Trump's political future and a potential 2024 presidential run.
Talking to his advisors and his friends, he's itching to get back in. He's bored in Florida playing golf. He's been long leaning into a summer announcement, but now looking more like a fall announcement, possibly September.
New York City police are investigating whether Ivana Trump fell down a flight of stairs before her death at her townhouse. Donald Trump's first wife was 73 years old. A few years ago, she told CBS's Jim Axelrod the two had remained friendly and stayed in contact after their divorce.
What will he ask you your advice about?
He asked me about, should I tweet, should I not tweet?
He asked you, should he tweet?
Yeah.
And what have you told him?
I said, I think you should tweet.
The former president called her a, quote, wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman. The new COVID resurgence, sparked by subvariants of Omicron, is pushing California's Los Angeles County to consider a new public indoor mask mandate later on this month. Barbara Ferrer is county public health director.
If we do remain in the high community level for the next 2 weeks, indoor masking, beginning on July 29th, would expand to include all indoor spaces.
In many other big cities, officials are urging caution but shying away from the idea of any new mandates.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The FAA has a warning for drone operators in the vicinity of a major airport.
Some people like to fly drones at Northside beaches in Chicago, but the FAA says it has received an increasing number of drone sighting reports from commercial airline pilots as they make their approach to land at O'Hare International Airport. It poses a safety hazard even if they're hundreds of feet away from the aircraft. So feds are warning people to keep drones under 400 feet at beaches on the city's north side. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
After a successful Florida liftoff, a SpaceX cargo ship is on its way to the space station carrying 6,000 pounds of experiments and supplies. One is a student experiment looking into a concrete alternative for future lunar and Martian habitats. The craft arrives at the station tomorrow. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.